From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dick Iuliano. 3 days after announcing $2 billion in losses, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase is conceding his bank made a terrible mistake. NPR's Asma Khalid reports on the bank chief's public admission made today on NBC's Meet the Press.
J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says he was dead wrong when he initially dismissed concerns about bets the bank made.
I obviously didn't know because I never would have said that.
Dimon says, in hindsight, the company took on too much risk.
The strategy we had was barely vetted. It was barely monitored. It should never have happened.
And he says the company's big loss could give regulators ammunition to craft stricter rules.
This is a very unfortunate and opportune time to have had this kind of mistake.
Former House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank told ABC's This Week he hopes the final version of the so-called Volcker Rule will prevent the type of trading that led to J.P. Morgan's loss. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
Big changes today at the internet company Yahoo. Yahoo's CEO Scott Thompson has abruptly stepped down amid controversy over his resume, according to the Wall Street Journal's technology blog. Yahoo has named an interim CEO and has placed Fred Amoroso as its new chairman of the board. Amoroso had been leading the investigation into reported inaccuracies on Thompson's resume. It's expected to be a big week for Facebook. Its founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg marks his 28th birthday tomorrow. And later this week, Facebook is expected to start selling shares to the public. The initial public offering could value the social networking company at $100 billion. Greece seems to be headed for another election because top party leaders and the country's president have failed so far to agree on forming a coalition government. John Saropoulos has more from Athens.
The radical left Syriza has for the last time scuppered any hopes that it might join more moderate parties in a coalition. Syriza denounces Greece's bailout and austerity program as disharmonious with the popular will. It came in a surprise second in last Sunday's election with 17% of the vote. Greece's creditors say there is no alternative way for Greece to remain within the eurozone. Syriza's refusal to cooperate means that the democratic left also withdraws, and that leaves only the socialists and conservatives who lack the seats to govern. They wanted a two-year administration that would keep the euro and renegotiate rather than renounce the tough austerity package. Greece is now likely to hold a repeat election next month, and that could jeopardize its membership in the euro. For NPR News, I'm John Saropoulos in Athens.
Ireland will be asking voters May 31st to vote for or against an EU treaty that demands austerity. The EU plan would require Ireland to control the government's annual spending deficit. This is NPR. Confidential data is missing, including Social Security numbers belonging to hundreds of thousands of Californians. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports the California Department of Social Services has launched an investigation aimed at finding the missing data.
California officials are notifying 700,000 people who provide in-home supportive services that a portion of a shipment containing their personal information can't be found. A spokesman for the Department of Social Services says the missing data includes Social Security numbers and the amount of money the agency paid the providers. The department was notified recently by the Hewlett-Packard company that a package containing payroll information HP had mailed to the State Compensation Insurance Fund was damaged. The spokesman says the data was missing when the shipment arrived at the fund's office. Investigators are trying to determine if the data was stolen or simply lost. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The jobs picture appears to be brightening for 2012 college graduates compared to their counterparts last year. Interviews with graduating seniors and career center directors suggest spirits are more upbeat and the students say companies are hiring. But many graduates say they're settling for lower salaries than they wanted and are moving to less desirable locations. Gaj Filipaj, a refugee from war-torn Yugoslavia, has worked for years as a janitor, mopping floors at Columbia University. Like many university employees, Gaj has been eligible for educational benefits, and he's taking advantage. Today is graduation day for Gaj Filipaj, 52 years old, a bachelor's degree in classics. I'm Dick Iuliano, NPR News.